You mean recess?
Order a pizza.
You haven't had lunch yet.
So, thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is 14.3, Nova Scotia Federation Municipalities Regional Meeting Report. I have a short one. I'll put it on the audio, and those that attend can add, and others can ask questions. Nova Scotia Federation of Municipalities Regional Meeting for South Shore HRM Area, April 18th, 2019, at St. Margaret's Center, Hammond's Plains, attended by Mayor Dagley, Deputy Mayor Heather Kelly, Councilor Susan McLeod, and Jack Fancy. The NSFM Regional Meeting includes municipal units from Halifax to Shelburne and was well attended. Hosted by HRM and chaired by NSFM President Wayne Mason. Updates were provided by NSFM staff Juanita Spencer, CEO, Will Brook, and Debbie Nielsen. Considerable comments and questions were offered by municipal attendees during the meeting. The status of resolutions recommended last year by the members of the NSFM and the responses received from the province were discussed. 1. Extended producer responsibility. Discussions continue on possible implementation and how existing waste and recycling facilities will be considered. 2. Assessment cap. Discussions are ongoing. Municipal pilot projects were not accepted by the province. 3. Municipal funding. Discussions continue regarding freezing annual municipal contributions for school operations, cannabis sales revenue splitting with municipal units, gas tax funding program, as well as other possible funding to municipal units. 4. Municipal modernization. This was a provincial alternative to amalgamation for shared services between municipal units. It seems to have lost some momentum. 5. Roads. An active joint committee is working on solutions to roads within the province, including J-class roads, to decrease the cost to municipal units. Region of Queens taxpayers contribute cost sharing of almost $250,000 annually to the province for snow plowing, salting, and sanding of almost 47 kilometers of roads in Queens. All municipal units would like to see this cost reduced. Last year, a number of proposed resolutions did not receive majority approval support to be on the top 5 list. Attendees were polled at this meeting to determine the top 5 resolutions should continue for 2019. RQM voiced concern that the immediate top 2 resolutions of concern to Queens County were 1. Doctor recruitment and health care, 2. Internet service upgrades. The vast majority of attendees agreed. Resolution issues will again be discussed at the NSFM Spring Convention in May. Anything that one counselor or another that attended would like to add? Deputy Mayor Kelly?
Just that the other conversation was about how the role of municipal councillors and municipal units within NSFM, and they're trying to do more so that instead of just putting these resolutions and they say, you know, they either do something or they don't do nothing, like we just put them out there and there's nothing behind them. There's no impetus to the government to do one thing or another because there's nothing behind it. If they say no, there's nothing we can do. So I think they were starting a campaign to make sure that all municipal councillors and units knew exactly. And I think it was a communication piece whereby we communicate more with our residents to say this is what we're trying to do on your behalf, and the government decided not to do anything with it. This is where we're talking to them through NSFM on your behalf. The same way I think that they feel that FCM has a better handle on dealing with issues on a national basis with the federal government, and they want to sort of mirror what they're doing because they think they have better leverage or whatever with the federal government than we do with the provincial government. So that was one of the things that was talked about. So that's how they're moving forward now, and that's how this Juanita, what's her last name again?
Spencer.
This is what Juanita Spencer is bringing to the table, and Way Mason as well.
Thank you, Jack, do you have anything to add?
A couple little things. I know one thing that we talked, was part of it was our the agenda was the gas tax that we were talking about. And they seem to, this Wayne, I think, was talking about when he was talking with the government, seemed to imply that, that maybe the government's way of not sharing the monies from the cannabis, which they had promised they were going to do, is maybe this was a way of them making things right by giving the extra gas tax money, seems like that's that's what I got from the conversation.
He did say that.
Yeah. And but anyway, that's what was said.
He said they don't want to deal with the municipal funding issue on cannabis, he feels that they're basically, I don't know where he gets that from, but or why he, I don't know, maybe other conversations.
But the cannabis issue is provincial, the gas tax is federal, separate issues.
Well,
so the federal government is just, we just got an email the other day.
I think there's a connection between the province and the federal, and between provincial government and federal government about how the money is shared between the provinces and what actually gets sent down to municipalities.
Correct. Well, not
yeah.
to municipalities.
No, but I mean.
So there's a revenue sharing agreement between the federal government and provincial governments.
Yeah.
They each negotiate their own about the cannabis sales and taxes
yeah.
and revenues and all that stuff. And the issue was municipalities want a portion of the provincial portion.
Yes.
But the gas tax is a separate federal issue, and so they said we just got a notification in last week that they're going to double it, which was in the budget, just
right.
for the 1 year.
Yeah.
That's nothing to do with that. That's something happened in this fall that they got a deficit of $15 billion, so they said, well, why don't we make it $20 billion?
Yeah. Well, this is what he said. That's what I got from him.
So why do you think they doubled the gas tax for this year only? Why?
It's an election year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The other thing too is they were talking some about the blue route.
Nobody that votes gets that, right?
The blue route, and I noticed that when I looked it up online, the blue route has changed, because the blue route used to, of course, is the bicycle route, and it used to come to Bridgewater, and it would go out to Caledonia and up around to the valley, and it would go over to Liverpool, but it never went from Liverpool like this at Brookfield. That part was missing. And we had asked about that a couple of years ago, because that's how you're going to be. No, you don't want to cut off from going to Liverpool and then going straight out to the valley. So that, I see that's part of the blue route now. And they were talking about the paving, and that some of the people who are asking for paving are asking for the shoulders to be added for the bicycles, especially on the blue route. And the one thing that they were saying is that most of the time we're capping the roads and not actually getting down and tearing up the road. So don't know if they're up to helping with that, because anything that's on the blue route, we should be trying to make that bicycle accessible.
The province of Nova Scotia well understands that the blue route requires a paved shoulder on both sides of the road.
Right.
They haven't been willing to widen Route 8 to Annapolis to accommodate that.
Right.
It's been an ongoing issue for probably 10 years.
Yeah. So anything that we would have that would be part of that paving, maybe we should make it should be part of the application, maybe too.
We have nothing in the region of Queens that we would pave on that blue route, because it would be 100 serious highways down as far as exit 19 and then Route 8.
Yes.
But we don't control any of that.
I know, but that's something also too, we can go back and ask them when they're doing it, is to say, let's try to make this as because if the government's looking at this and saying we want to make this accessible, I guess coming down through town, it wouldn't come through Brooklyn, would it? That would just go along the highway and then cut down through
exit 19, and then turn right up into Route 8 towards Caledonia, Annapolis, or come into town.
Okay, so it'd be nothing under our jurisdiction.
No, not unless you want to take taxpayers' money and give it to the province on your shoulders.
Yeah.
I don't think that would work.
No, I didn't know if it went out through the old Port Ratoon Road, out through down through Hunts Point and such. Yet. It's got to go to the main highway.
Well, no, it does go to the main highway. But they can go old Route 3s and such, but you're doing a blue route, it would have to flag where it's going to go.
Can we solve this problem another day?
Just a meeting
update.
Yeah, Jack's update.
Yeah, we're
so
trying
anyway,
to solve it today.
So we've had.
Well, I've got to listen to mine, too. I listen to everybody else's.
That's right. Stand up for yourself, Councilor Fancy.
Yeah.
No, chair this meeting, get it under control.
Get back to some of us.
I know what you're saying.
Any councilors have any questions on the issues? And I said, thanks. Good. So that takes us past 14.3. We now have in-camera items, 14.1, contract negotiations, motion to go in-camera would be acceptable. Moved by Councilor Fisk, seconded by Councilor Muse. We are now in-camera.
I'll be here.